You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. At 2:30 on Thursday afternoon, the first three defendants appeared before a judge in what amounts to a new emergency court aimed at quickly helping those addicted to opioids. WAER Scott Willis reports the focus is on treatment rather than sending people to prison.
The number of opioid-related overdose deaths in Onondaga County might be dropping slightly, but officials say that's probably due to the increased use of Narcan to reverse overdoses. That could be seen as good news, but District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick says they've seen all too often that it doesn't address the core problem of addiction.
I've talked to a lot of cops who have saved kids with Narcan, only to find 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later that the kid is dead. There's nothing more disheartening than that. We've got to do something about it.
So now there's Syracuse Opioid Intervention Court, created by the state and county. Defendants will be screened in the morning by the DA's office with help of staff from area treatment centers. By 2:30, they'll be in front of City Court Judge Rory McMahon, who volunteered to take on the cases. He says the key is following up with addicts every day for 30 to 90 days, a window of time when so many lives are lost to relapse and overdose.
This is get them in, get them a script right away, get them therapy, get them hooked up with a program, and have them meet me every day to tell me how they're doing. You know, they're going to be telling me, not their attorney. This is between me and them a lot of the time. Nothing's recorded, so nothing they say will be held against them.
Rehabilitation therapists are also in the courtroom. McMahon says the idea is to stabilize addicts.
It's not about motions. It's not about suppression. It's not about the criminal justice system. We're suspending all that. It's about focusing on them.
D.A. Fitzpatrick says only nonviolent offenders are eligible. Say someone who commits petty larceny to feed their habit, recognizes their problem, goes through the new court, gets treatment, sobers up, and returns to society with a clean record.
A record can be a very stigmatizing thing. It's self-defeating. I don't need statistics to justify my existence. And I don't need criminal convictions for nonviolent offenders who then turn around and can't get jobs and commit more serious crimes. So it's a catch-22 that we want to avoid.
Fitzpatrick says, though, they're going into this knowing some addicts will fail. The new court just aims to reduce those chances. In Buffalo, overdose deaths dropped by a third in the first year. Syracuse is the state's sixth opioid intervention court and could eventually expand to all of Onondaga County. Others are already coming online shortly in Watertown, Utica, and Oswego. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.